Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The massive fraud scandal in Minnesota. Autistic kids, hungry autistic kids, among others. Just absolute travesty as the Midwestern doofus faces re-election for governor. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. You know, there's a lot of lessons about this, too. And then the lessons, of course, of the do-gooders in government, the people that think that these social programs are just so wonderful. And we've been pointing out for years how people rip off the system, and we saw it under COVID. This Minnesota thing, though, is just it's massive. It's $1 billion, pretty massive. But it's just a good reminder how it is an incentive for people to come to try to drain the system. It's an incentive for people to come and take advantage of the system. And it's an advantage for criminals to come and steal money. And that's exactly what played out here in the perfect storm. And then ultimately the politics of all this, the politics of the fact that the Somali community was so politically important to Democrats that they just looked the other way, or maybe even helped. Walz's administration allowed the fraud to persist, partly, this is the New York Times again saying this, partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. And in another program aimed at providing therapy for autistic children, prosecutors said they recruited children, falsely certifying them as qualifying for autistic treatment, and then gave kickbacks to the parents. Just unbelievable. And this guy could have been the vice president of the United States of America. Now, he was forced to pursue the fraud cases. He was forced to do this. And now he's acting like a hero. Oh, well, if you do this, you'll go to jail. This happened for 5 years. This was going on. 5 years. Lisa DeMuth, who's running to replace him, said fraud has already become a main issue. Fraud run wild. In recent months, his administration began shutting down the housing programs altogether, acknowledging that it was riddled with fraud. Last month, the state hired an independent auditor to review claims of 14 other Medicaid-funded programs that the state said were at high risk of fraud. Do you remember during the government shutdown and in the One Big Beautiful Bill, and we talked about Medicaid fraud, and we said how the whole system can be completely defrauded state by state? That's exactly what's happening here. Fraud is the business model. That's a direct quote from James Clark, the Inspector General at the Department of Human Services. Fraud is the business model. Now, you got to realize, too, this fraud came out years ago and was still going on years after it happened. It's only coming to light now because the Trump administration is in charge and decided to go after these people. Otherwise, God only knows, it could have kept going and going. In fact, I think that if Tim Walz had been vice president, and thank God, my God, could you imagine? Then this never would have come to light, ever. because the Department of Justice never would have touched it, and they just would have pretended like it didn't exist, like it never happened. And now Tim Walz is trying to act like the victim because Trump called him the R word. I don't know. You know, I don't really think that makes him a victim, whether you like the use of the word or not. It doesn't change the fact that Tim Walz allowed this to occur in his state. And he dodged accountability for all of this when he was on with Kristen Welker. Dodged accountability for all of it. And, you know, one of the people at the center of letting all of these illegal immigrants and immigrants and refugees into our country, you got Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the Squad. You have all of these people who've been behind so many of this. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is that we've called Ilhan Omar the brother lover on this show for years. The brother lover, Ilhan Omar. And we've said that, and the president also reiterated that as well. When he was talking to reporters on Air Force One, cut number 8.
Frankly, don't need their people coming into our country telling us what to do.
When you talk about denaturalization,
I'm talking about like Somalia, where you have a congressman goes around telling everybody about our constitution, and yet she supposedly came into our country by marrying her brother. Well, if that's true, she shouldn't be a congressman, and we should throw her the hell out of our country.
Well, brother loving ain't for everybody, but it should certainly not be for members of Congress. No doubt about that. Brother loving. I'm just saying. It's not good. It's not good. So we know that this was allowed to happen, and we know that the politics of this influenced why it was allowed to happen, and we also know that it was the New York Times that wrote the story about this. You know what's funny, too, about this, too? They're talking about how the Somalis in Minnesota now are at the receiving end of Trump's ire. Dozens came to a Somali mall in Minneapolis over the weekend for a potluck and interfaith gathering, where faith leaders decried Mr. Trump's statements about them. And in a news conference on Monday, Democratic elected officials pointed to contributions Somali leaders have made to Minnesota's political, economic, and cultural spheres. Several Somali Americans serve in the state legislature and other offices, while others have been honored for their entrepreneurship. From Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, quote, "We do not blame the lawlessness of an individual on a whole community." This isn't one individual, by the way. This is a lot of individuals. And people within your community helped perpetuate the fraud because they got kickbacks. So they were like, "Is your kid autistic?" Yeah. Somali residents were initially concentrated in a neighborhood near downtown Minnesota, with high rises and Somali-run restaurants and shops, but over the years, many have moved to the suburbs and elsewhere in the state. Their experiences have been challenging at times, as many in the community contended with poverty, unemployment, and language barriers. In recent years, some Somali Americans say the community has been broadly blamed over crime and links to terrorist groups. Few episodes have left fissures as deep as the fraud scandal. Ahmed Samantar, a professor at McAllister College, who is a leading expert in Somali studies, said a reckoning over the fraud and its consequences for Minnesota was overdue. Quote, "American society and the denizens of the state of Minnesota have been extremely good to Somalis. But the corruption level within the government was so widespread. Minnesota proves susceptible to rampant fraud because it is so tolerant, so open, and so geared towards keeping an eye on the weak." Oh, stop it. It happened because of incompetence. And people were afraid of political backlash, afraid of being called racist. See, Trump doesn't fall for that game of being called a racist. But that's always when what the left does. If you attack something that they do, the first thing they always do is throw the R word at you. The other R word, racist. They throw that R word at you. They go, "Well, you're just being racist." So you go, "All right, I guess I won't look at a fraud in the Somali community because I don't want to be accused of being racist." And that's exactly what the article talks about. So you have people within these agencies and these nonprofits who knew that people would back away if claims of racism were raised. And so they just simply had to come out and say, "We'll call you racist." And people were like, "All right, then we won't say anything. Do whatever you got to do. In fact, we'll help you do it." Trump doesn't fall for that game, and so he takes on these issues head on. Love him or hate him, love or hate his choice of words, he doesn't fall for the game. So if he sees a problem, he goes at it, whereas other politicians, particularly Democrats, will turn around and say, well, I don't want to be accused of that. And how much of this happens in this country, in a country where we have these Scandinavian-based models of taking care of people, a.k.a. socialism? How much of this happens? How much of this is rampant? I mean, we know during COVID, billions of dollars were unaccounted for. There's still school districts across the country that are sitting on billions of dollars of money that was never used. I don't know why we can't get that money back. They're not building these big filtration systems. They're not doing anything with it. Just sitting there. It's our money. But if you have systems of socialism, you will have people that will come in and take advantage of that. And the minute that you turn around and you try to spotlight the fraud, they call you racist or they say you're mean, which is the other thing. They go, you're mean. Don't you be mean. And you're like, well, how am I mean? What's mean about this? I'm pointing out the fraud. No, you're just being mean to Somali. You're being mean to brown people. So you're racist and mean. And there's so many people that, I guess, are scared to death of that. You just turn a blind eye to it. And then when the people that are doing this realize that, they do more of it because they go, this is great. Like, we have the ultimate immunity shield here. I just have to put on my racist mean bubble, and then nobody can touch me. My shield. No one can come after us. Because they'll be accused of being a mean racist. So fraud away, kids. And literally kids. As in, we're going to give your parents some money. Just say you're autistic, all right? Let's go along with that. Oof. And of course, since it is the New York Times, they do point out the fact that now many good service providers are worried and fear that they may be shut down. Or even worse, they could be targeted. You mean like for opening up your books? Yeah, they all should have to open their books. Every single charitable organization should have to open their books. That sounds like something that should just be a given. If you're getting funds from other people, particularly government, yeah, you should have to open your friggin' books and let people take a look at those friggin' books to make sure that you're not actually ripping people off. And if you were a good person, you'd agree with that, because guess who's not getting helped? Right. Hungry autistic kids, among other people. Like, that's the thing about the whole thing about calling people mean for looking into this, is that there's actually people that probably needed the help and they weren't getting the help because of all the fraud. But when you highlight it, they say you're mean and you're racist, not that you're a good person trying to help out people by rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. You notice that little game too? Whenever you hear liberals combat the waste, fraud, and abuse line by saying that never happens, that's so rare that there's dead people taking benefits or dead people taking or voting or whatever, it's so rare that it occurs. It's like one in a, no, it's actually not rare. It's not rare. It's happening all the time. It happens right under people's noses. But the thing about it, though, is that when whistleblowers try to come forward, they were retaliated against. And they have to end with a quote. The actions of a small group have made it easier for people already inclined to reject us to double down, said Abdi Mohammed, a filmmaker in Minneapolis. The broader Somali community, they make films in Minneapolis? The broader Somali community, hardworking, family-oriented, deeply committed to Minnesota, is left carrying that burden. The reason why they're left carrying that burden is because people ripped off the system and the people that were supposed to be in charge let it happen. And it all goes to the top with the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. So if you actually cared about people and didn't just care about politics, you'd be outraged today. Instead, they're saying, well, some have criticized steps that state agencies have taken to tighten oversight of the programs. Like, really? You had $1 billion in fraud. $1 billion. A criminal enterprise preying on people who actually need help. And now you have people who are upset that the state agencies are taking steps to tighten oversight of the programs. No, you should be happy about that. You should be thrilled by that. You should say, good, now maybe the people that actually need the help will get the help they need. But instead, it's like, oh, no. You mean by tightening these programs now? The only person who would object to that is somebody who is finding a way to try to make money off of these programs. Otherwise, everybody would be cheering this on and go, you know what? Good. They should have done this a long time ago. Matt, I'm going to give you a wonderful compliment. This is an excellent point that you just pointed out, so I'm going to share it after I give you that wonderful compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You don't need to rub it in my face, though. That's the thing.
I didn't say anything. I just said I appreciate it. I was being nice. It's be nice to Matt DeSantis. That doesn't mean I have to be nasty to you.
We both heard that elitist tone you had. Don't act like you're not loving this. I heard the way you said that.
I'm enjoying it.
What he said. I'm just echoing Justin's comments. That's all I did.
Hey, we still don't know for certain whether Justin's allowed to insult me or not. We need clarity from Linda.
That was not an insult. That was just being the referee. I think Justin's role here this week is really to be the referee on all these things.
Firm but fair.
I disagree. I think Justin's role this week is to just echo everything that I say and continually remind the audience how brilliant, handsome, and hilarious I truly am.
I feel as though my role should be to remind people that you like kale lasagna. You are a...
Rich, what do you think of kale lasagna? Do you think I have excellent taste in lasagna?
Okay, I don't have to like kale lasagna. I don't have to like Mariah Carey. That was never part of the friggin' deal. Never.
I'm not asking if you like it. I'm just curious what you think of my personal taste in lasagnas.
I think if it makes you happy, Matt DeSantis, I hope you have so much kale lasagna that you wind up eating so much of it that you literally explode like a tick.
I think there was a compliment in there somewhere, so thank you.
You're welcome. I want you to listen to so much Mariah Carey, it drives you insane, and you wind up in a mental hospital. I just want you to be happy.
I don't know how nice that one was. That one was a little more difficult to find the compliment.
I just want you to be happy. That's all
Thank
I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, let me read the wonderful quote you found, which started this awful detour. Speaking of European socialism, even they are starting to reject far-left taxation policies. On Sunday, more than 80% of Swiss voters... By the way, isn't Switzerland in Scandinavia?
Yeah.
Switzerland isn't in Scandinavia.
No, I don't think it is.
It's in between Italy and Germany.
Oh, right. What's the one that's between... That's Sweden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Switzerland. Sweden. Yes. Right? I always confuse them.
Switzerland is between Italy and Germany. Sweden is the Scandinavian country.
Oh, right. We call them Swedes.
Swedes, yeah.
Right. Well, whatever, there's socialist kooks there, too. Anyway, their voters rebuffed a referendum that would impose a 50% inheritance tax and gift tax on assets above 50 million Swiss francs, or about $62 million a year. The Young Socialist Party that proposed the new law said the money would be used to fight climate change, yet it was so resoundingly rejected that it may deter others on the continent from following suit. Even a sniff of massive inheritance or wealth tax had the country's richest residents looking for other options to take their capital, such as Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Singapore. The top 10% of asset holders generate 86% of wealth tax revenue. The top 10% of salary earners contribute 53% of that revenue. Not all these people would leave, of course, but only a portion of them departing would devastate the country's finances, which is why the federal government opposed the initiative. There you go. Look at that. Ha! Okay. Wait, what do I have to do? Hang on a second here. I got asked to... I just got to check my text messages real quick. Hey, are you free to join our show Friday, December 19th from 7 to 8 p.m.? No, I can't. We're in Cape May that night. Oh, bummer. That's Jimmy Fallon's show. I haven't been on that show since August. Oh, well. You want to go to my place, Matt DeSantis, because you're so talented?
Sure. Well, then I won't be in Cape May. Then you win. No, I'll be in Cape May.
Damn it.
I'm sure your humor would fit right in on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, I would be terrible on that show.
You would.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you would not. You would not.
Yeah.
He was agreeing. He was agreeing with what you said, Matt. You said you were terrible. He was just echoing your ear.
Oh, right.
I was fishing for a compliment, though, and I didn't get one.
No, but according to you, I have to agree with everything you say, so you would be terrible. You would destroy that show. It would be a disaster. You're right, Matt. Well said. You're so astute with your observations, Matt. Exactly right. It would be an unmitigated disaster. I like this game.
I'm starting to hate it.
You wanted to play it. It's you really thought we were going to go a full week without trying to loophole the hell out of this?
We haven't even gone 90 minutes yet.
It's been the longest 90 minutes of my damn life, I tell you that. All right. Well, I have to take a break. So let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy, great friend, great dentist, and of course, the master of dental implants. This is holiday time now. Picture time. All those wonderful memories you're going to make. How's your smile? Because if you need any work done, go to the guy who for 12 years, 12 consecutive years, going on 13 now, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria to give them the beautiful smile that they deserve. And that's what you deserve, too, is a great smile. And Dr. Mike will make you so happy because he's a great dentist and he truly cares about his patients. And when other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike, they're putting their name on the line. So when it comes to things like very complex dental procedures, like dental implants, for example, you go to the guy that the other guys send their patients to, knowing it's a reflection on them. And with two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, easy to get to right over the bridge, there's never been a better time. Plus, we're coming into the time of year now where you have benefits that are expiring. Dr. Mike's office, super helpful. Everybody there is kind, and they will work with you to see if you have any benefits you can use before the end of the year. And they'll fit you in. Emergency dental care is also available, and he is the absolute best when it comes to those very complex dental implants. Look, the whole Zioli family trusts Dr. Mike Veneria, with Mama Zioli discovering him for our family. So please, reach out to him today, VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Veneria, my friend, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
December 19th, we will be live in Cape May, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our Christmas Spectacular show, so make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope to see you there. You know, these shows are always a blast. They're always a lot of fun, and yeah, you don't want to miss it. It's the last one of the year, so there are no dates announced for 2026, so you never know. Could be our last show. Who knows? You just never know. That's the thing. You just never know. So make sure you come out and join us for that, okay? And you'll have a great time. Now, as far as this this idea of socialism and what we're talking about here, I'm just going to say, you know, Tim Walz and what he wanted to do on the national level was basically what exactly Minnesota was doing, which is turning around and saying to everybody, hey, come here, we'll give you lots of benefits and we'll take great care of you. And then the left doesn't care about waste, fraud, and abuse. It's not their thing. They don't want to talk about it. So they just tell everybody, hey, it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. And you're mean if you try to talk about it. But for Tim Walz politically now, it's an opening Republicans have not had in that state in a very, very long time. Remember, though, it's still a tough state for Republicans to win, which is why it never made sense that Kamala Harris picked him in the first place, because it was a state that was pretty much going to go for her. And, you know, he brought nothing to the ticket. And the guy is a disaster. He really is. He's a disaster. He is. So the president's talking about now reverse migration, getting people out of the country and stopping people from coming into the country who are not friendly to the United States of America. This is what he said coming back on Air Force One. He had a lot of things to say, actually, but this is cut number 7 from Air Force One. Take a listen.
Your administration made a lot of moves throughout the last few days after we know that Afghan national is the suspected shooter of these National Guardsmen.
Yeah, people that shouldn't be in our country in this way.
So you announced that asylum.
And that includes Somalians and it includes plenty of others.
How long does your administration plan to pause asylum into the U.S.?
I think a long time.
Can you give any kind of time?
We don't want those people. We have enough problems. We don't want those people.
Is that a year, 2 years?
No time limit.
And then,
but it could be a long time.
You said that
we don't want those people. Do you understand that?
I understand.
You understand it?
I understand.
Who are you with?
I'm with News Nation. So
okay.
My
News
name's
Nation.
Lady.
News Nation. Great. Great.
Thank
Let
you.
Me just tell you something. We don't want those people. Does that make sense? You know why we don't want them? Because many of them are no good, and they shouldn't be in our country.
What do you mean by those people? Can you
the people
mind?
From different countries that are not friendly to us, and countries that are out of control themselves. Countries like Somalia that have virtually no government, no military, no police. All they do is go around killing each other. Then they come into our country and tell us how to run our country. We don't want that.
We don't want that. We don't want that. So listen, we don't want that. And the fact of the matter is the American people don't want it. That's why they voted for Donald Trump. That's the bottom line. That's why they voted for him. And that's why he won. I mean, you know. Now, Tim Walz loves the fact the president called him the R word. He loves it because it gives him the ability to talk about something other than this massive fraud scandal, you would think, except for the fact that the president called him the R word. The New York Times publishes a story yesterday, and now the only thing people want to talk about is the massive fraud scandal. And now you got people turning around and going, well, I mean, the guy does seem a little off. I'm just saying, not that we use that word in this house, but, you know, I got to make sure my kids don't. But I'm just saying. Timing could not be worse for him on this. It really could not for Tim Walz. Because he was hoping that maybe he could just run away with this whole idea of just the president said a mean word about me. But not that easy when it's the New York Times writing this massive expose. But he tried with Kristen Welker. He tried. This is cut number 10.
Well, Governor, let me have you weigh in on this, because part of your initial response to President Trump's post was to call for him to release the results of his MRI. And I want to give you a chance to give our viewers exactly a sense of what you mean. What exactly were you suggesting by that, Governor?
Well, here we got a guy on Thanksgiving where we spent time with our families, we ate, we played Yahtzee, we cheered for football or whatever. This guy is apparently in a room ranting about everything else. This is not normal behavior. It is not healthy. And presidents throughout time have released a couple things. They've released their tax returns, not Donald Trump, and they've released their medical records, not Donald Trump. And look, The MRI is one thing, but I think what's most concerning about this is, as your viewers out there are listening, has anyone in the history of the world ever have an MRI assigned to them and have no idea what it was for, as he says? So look, it's clear the president's fading physically. I think the mental capacity, again, ranting, you know, crazily at midnight on Thanksgiving about everything else, there's reasons for us to be concerned. This is a guy that randomly says the airspace over Venezuela is closed. He's ruminating on if you could win a nuclear war. Look, this is a serious position. It's the most powerful position in the world. And we have someone at midnight throwing around slurs that demonize our children. At the same time, he's not solving any of the problems. So I'm deeply concerned that he is incapable of doing the job.
Well, today the White House released the MRI report. So he said all this yesterday. He's very concerned. He wanted to know about the MRI report. And today the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, at the White House press briefing, put it out there. And then after she said it, she released it in an email form to everybody as well so that you could know exactly what was in the MRI report as well. So the Office of Communications memorandum from the physician to the president, and it says the following. Summary of President Donald J. Trump's advanced imaging results. And here's what Caroline Leavitt said. Take a listen.
President Trump's cardiovascular imaging was perfectly normal. No evidence of arterial narrowing impairing blood flow or abnormalities in the heart or major vessels. The heart chambers are normal in size, the vessel walls appear smooth and healthy, and there are no signs of inflammation or clotting. Overall, his cardiovascular system shows excellent health. His abdominal imaging is also perfectly normal. All major organs appear very healthy and well perfused. Everything evaluated is functioning within normal limits with no acute or chronic concerns. In summary, this level of detailed assessment is standard for an executive physical at President Trump's age and confirms that he remains in excellent overall health. Again, we will provide that to you. I think that's quite a bit of detail, and in the effort of transparency, the president promised it last night and we have delivered today. So
Matt, let me just say, I hope your MRI turns out to be just as good as his.
I haven't had one, but thank you.
You're welcome. And I think when you go to get one, you should wear you should have lots of metal objects in your pocket.
I'm pretty sure that's not what you're supposed to do with an MRI, but I'll consider the advice.
Oh, I thought it was. No? Oh. I'm not a doctor. I thought it would help. You're saying it won't help?
Yeah.
I thought I was helping.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know that much about MRI machines, but I'm pretty sure that's the exact opposite of what you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, then don't do that then.
But thank you.
So.
Or do you have free will?
Yeah, I don't want to tell you what to do. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Justin, for clarifying that point. I should not tell you what to do. So if you want to load your pockets with lots of metallic objects, maybe tape some nails to your body and then get an MRI. That's on you.
Pretty sure the M in MRI is for magnetic. So I'll probably steer clear of all the metal objects. But again, I appreciate your concern.
Well, we just, again, want you to be happy. So that's all. Right, Justin? We just want you to be happy.
I'm not bound by the rules, so I don't
care. We don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah,
you might
exactly.
be bound by the rules.
We don't know. So in this time I have, I don't care what you want.
You're making wild assumptions.
Until I am told otherwise, I hope you are the most unhappy person on God's green earth.
Rich, you disagree with that, right?
I tuned out for a second. I'm sorry, what? I was looking at the YouTube chat. In fact, Francis WNV, we love Matt. Look at that.
Oh,
see that?
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. See that? Trying to see if there's anybody else. Let's see. Jeff Souschef, this being nice to Matt thing is throwing Rich off his game. Uh-huh. A.M., we love Justin and Matt. You both rock. Look at that. I'm so embarrassed for Rich. This is shameful. Damn rich. Switzerland borders Italy. Turning your Italian card. Yeah, I guess this is, I was not, yeah, this is definitely throwing me off my game. I'm trying my best here. This is going to be a learning curve. But by Friday at 6:58 p.m., we're going to be there. So we are going to be there. So just a little bit of a ramp-up time, that's all. Just a slight ramp-up time.
I think my favorite YouTube comment that I've seen so far today is going back to the Switzerland and Sweden debate. Ipso facto said, Matt with the Harvard degree didn't know where Switzerland was, and Justin did.
Well, I got to admit, I constantly get Switzerland and Sweden confused. I knew one was above Italy and one was wedged between Norway and
all that
Finland.
Money for the Harvard degree, and you don't know where
to... I didn't study geography. Switzerland's the better of the two. They have the hot chocolate and the nice watches.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
they do.
What Sweden have? The fermented fish?
Yeah. Surströmming.
Yeah, no thanks.
And beautiful women. Beautiful, tall Nordic women. They do that. Right? Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The greater Chris. Rich, I noticed you're, you are conveniently ignoring my photo of holiday creamy vanilla Coke this weekend. It's good. The holiday flavor makes it much better than regular vanilla Coke. Plus, this one is creamy. It says so right on the label. Apologize to Matt. I guess that's Chris apologizing to you, Matt. So, do you accept his apology?
I don't think Chris was asking for my forgiveness. I think he was requesting that you apologize to me because it's a delicious beverage.
James Smith saying, Rich, tell Matt it would just be easier to be nice to him if he would just turn off his mic. Hashtag just saying.
That's a good point.
You know. It's a, you know, again, I'm just passing on, so, you know, just passing on that. Carrie Marie, you absolutely agree this would be the week that you were nice to Matt DeSantis, so be nice, yelling at me in all caps. It's going to be a long friggin' week, I'll tell you that. Yeah, no, I got, at this point, I got Switzerland down by, like, Australia. I'm still thrown off by all this. Fine. I'll even say this. Your TV recommendations are great, too.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have any?
Oh, did you watch Death by Lightning yet?
No.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it good?
I cannot say enough good things about it. It's one of my all-time favorite miniseries, I think. It's about James Garfield's assassination by Charles Guiteau.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll definitely watch
it. I'm not even messing with you. It's genuinely quite good, and you'll enjoy it.
All right.
It's based off of Candace Millard's book. I don't know if you ever read it. Destiny.
No.
I think it's called Destiny of the Republic. It's from the early 2000s.
Isn't Nick Offerman in that?
He is. He plays Chester Arthur. Mm. He's the best part of the show, actually. And there are a lot of really good performances in the show.
It's funny because Death by Lightning was my Christmas wish for you. But
doesn't sound very nice, Rich.
Prior to being nice to Matt DeSantis week. So it's no longer my Christmas wish for you. Now it's just a show I'm going to watch. Is it a movie or a show?
It's a mini series. It's four parts. You can get through it pretty quick. And Candace Millard's book, I recommend reading the book as well. It's excellent. And the show does take some liberties with history. It's not like totally accurate historically. But her hypothesis in the book is that basically Garfield would not have died had the doctors not gone fishing in his body for this bullet. He died from infection. And I think there are some people that disagree with that assessment. But anyway, the miniseries, highly recommend it. I also recommend the book. And yes, spend 4 hours, watch it. You'll thank me.
I read the book on the, who was the president who was stabbed like a week into his term? Is that McKinley?
He definitely died, yeah.
Yeah, it was him, right? It was like a disgruntled worker didn't get a job and he stabbed him.
No, Guiteau was the disgruntled, he didn't actually work for Garfield's campaign, but he was like...
No, McKinley, the guy, McKinley, because Garfield was shot, right?
Garfield was shot,
Justin
yeah.
Cam. Yeah. Oh, good, now we can see you guys. Garfield was shot. McKinley was stabbed, right?
Yeah, he was stabbed to death. I don't know if that was a disgruntled employee, though. I'm genuinely not certain.
Trying to think. I read that book, too, but now I just have all these assassination fantasies running through my mind.
I think McKinley was actually shot also. I don't know who was stabbed.
All right, we'll look that up.
I'll have to double check.
It's a riveting segment. I just focused on, for some reason, I can't get death out of my mind right now. Maybe because I'm wishing it upon myself this week. It's very possible. It's the same. All right, that's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you. Princess Nivius Mini wants to know, will we be auctioning off Matt's MRI? That's a great idea to raise some money for the Travis Manning Foundation. Yes. Yes. What? Why don't we do that?
I didn't get an MRI, though.
Why don't you go get one?
We can arrange it.
Why do I need one?
In fact, this week, why don't you take the week off and go get all of your medical things that you need to get done? As part of being nice to Matt DeSantis week, go for a checkup. Go for a MRI. What the heck? Can't hurt, right?
Maybe take your fake girlfriend on another trip somewhere, preferably far away, maybe out west. Maybe go back to Seattle.
How about Sweden and Switzerland? Go to both. Tell us which one's better. Why don't you do that?
Well, I wouldn't mind Switzerland. That sounds like it could be fun. Go to Northern Italy while I'm there. Check out the Dolomites.
You might as well. You might as well, because you're dulling the hell out of all... Okay, stop.
That's not very nice. That's not very nice at all.
Nope, I caught myself. See? Said, you're dulling the lack of show prep with your exceptional preparation. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was trying to say. So, yes. Exactly that. Oof, what time is it? 4:47? All right.
Still a ways to go.
Long way to go. All right. Quick break, though. Coming up, the Grand Hotel at Cape May. Let me tell you about it, because they have amazing specials going on right now through December. Things like breakfast with Santa, holiday brunches, all kinds of great ways to enjoy my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'll tell you what, you want to be there with us for our live show in Cape May coming up on December 19th. Now, you know, the kids are going to be off for a while. That indoor heated pool, they're going to love it. You definitely want to do it. It's a heated indoor saltwater pool. It's beautiful. And this is the time to make lifetime memories. You can book a multi-night stay from now through December 18th. Receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits. You can gather the family and book a holiday season family splash package. So, from December 21st through the 30th, stay two nights and save 10%. If you do three or four nights, you save 15%. Five nights, you save 20%. Breakfast is included in all the packages, and they even have a grand New Year's Eve celebration if you want to do something really special for New Year's Eve, right on the fifth floor, Penthouse Ballroom, where we do our live show on December 19th. But it's going to be a five-hour premium open bar, hors d'oeuvres, a sensational surf and turf dinner, and of course a champagne toast at midnight with nonstop music and dancing, so it'll be an unforgettable New Year's Eve. Just reach out to them today and always book direct with them for the best rates, the resort credits, and the discounts. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this is a great Christmas song. All right, so hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and your friends and everybody else. And so, yeah, we got a lot going on this month. Now, this is going to be a busy week. The president's going to be doing a bunch of events. Caroline Leavitt went over that today at the White House press briefing, so it's going to be busy. The special election tomorrow in Tennessee, which is coming up. And I'll tell you, you know, as I'm thinking about it, we're getting closer and closer, of course, to the new governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, coming in. God help us. But the thing about it is that before we know it, we're going to be deep in midterms. And Politico PA had a story today about how John Fetterman's little donations are drying up. His small dollar donations are drying up now, as John Fetterman has been taking on his party, siding with Republicans, and doing things like opening up the country again. So the guns are blazing on Fetterman, man. And this whole idea of the Democrats, the primary being their biggest battle that they got to face, it's not surprising in the least. You think about it. We're gearing up towards the time now where the Democrats think they have the chance to retake the majority in the House. And historically, that's on their side, although districts are not as competitive. So the real battle is going to come down in those primary elections, where you're going to have Democrats who say that they are mainstream, say that they are moderates, are going to face challenges from the likes of the squad and the squad members. And they're not learning. You know, it's not as if they've figured out, OK, we lost the last election. Maybe we got to moderate. They're actually looking at Zora Mamdani, who's about to become mayor of New York City. And they're saying, great, we can turn the party in this direction right now. It'll be interesting to see, to kind of bring it back to Tim Walz, how they're going to use that. You know, because he's kind of he's a doofus, goofy white dude. How do they use that? Do they primary him? They try to take him out? Is he on their team? Is he not on their team? I don't know how they're going to look at that. But I do know, though, that as you get into the details of this, one thing is very, very clear. Is that the socialist wing of the party, and I would put him in that camp, especially after this billion-dollar fiasco, this kind of fraud based on this Scandinavian model of socialism. I think he's a socialist. I think he fits right in with them. I really do. But either way, they may just smell blood in the water and figure, this guy, we could take him out and put him one of our own. Who knows? The primary season among Democrats is going to be a battle of crazy versus crazy. And any Democrat who does not embrace crazy is going to get a primary challenge. That's essentially what the article was stressing today. And, you know, Trump being Trump, he loves to trigger these people, and he's very good at it. Nobody's better than him at triggering these Democrats and forcing them to just fight. And they walk into his trap every single time. So the question is going to be this. Are they going to double down now on defending all of these immigrants from these countries, these quote-unquote third world countries? The answer seems to be yes. I mean, that's the thing about this, is that most Americans look at the story and what happened in Minnesota. They turn around, they say, you know what? We're full. Hey, we're full. And we got a lot of mouths to feed. We got a lot of people to take care of. We create these programs, and then we get defrauded by people who are not even citizens of this country. We got to stop this crap. This is insane. That's how most people look at that story. Most people look at that and say, this is nuts. This is crazy. But to the left, they look at that and go, well, sure, there's fraud, but it's very rare, and you're racist and mean. We need to do more of this. We got to have more of these programs. More, more, more. So the battle going to 2026 is going to be more socialism? Oh, yes. And if Democrats say no to that, Like, if they point to Minnesota and say, ah, we really got to tighten the books here, and we really got to tighten our immigration laws, and we got to figure out who the refugees are who are deserving and who aren't, because there are people that are bilking the system and milking the system and taking advantage of this. Well, guess what? Those Democrats are going to be toast. Yes, the upcoming Democrat civil war. We'll talk about it in the next half hour, among other things as well, as the president and the White House doubling down on saying it's fake news that Pete Hegseth said, kill them all. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.